I loved graduate school. It was wonderful. During the time I was at the University of Washington, I was working full time and going to graduate school.
Yeah.
Mostly undergraduate coursework, so, you know, to make up for my deficiency in psychology. Everyone, of course, warned me. It's typical of the Pacific Northwest. At that time, now Seattle's a great city, but at that time, Seattle was not, and it was typical of people in the Northwest to think that all the smart people were on the East Coast. And so when I went to the University of Michigan, they warned me that this would be very difficult. When I got there, there were pretty long assignments, but of course I had full time instead of just part time while I was working, so
I could handle it.
I mean, some professional experiences and things like that, that might have helped you to organize your time and how you would...
I think so, yes. I mean, I had the military experience, so I knew how to waste time. And then I had, you know, working full-time and going to school, more or less full-time as far as undergraduates would go. I had to organize my time because I also got married then. Of course, my wife did most of the work, but still, I had a full load.
Yeah.
My wife moved with me to Michigan. I told her I was going to figure out how the brain worked, and she thought that was pretty interesting. And so, mostly they were behaviorists, but followers of Guthrie. That was the dominant view, but in the area of perception, and I had quite a bit of work in perception while I was at Washington, it was more psychophysics and not really that concerned with kind of Hull Spence behaviorism, which was kind of came from learning theory and was the central issue in the field at the time. There was EEG, but there was no really neuroimaging.
Okay.
Because EEG at that time was a chronometric measure, a measure of the time course of things, not a localization measure. Because everyone knew you couldn't take a set of scalp electrodes and figure out where they came from in the brain.
Yeah.
You can go in the opposite direction. If you know where they come from, you can calculate the distribution of electrodes, but we didn't know where they came from then because we didn't have hemodynamic imaging. So, it was a different world, really. The University of Michigan was a huge department, it had more or less everything. For example, when I first arrived, I took the Blackie's test, which was a Freudian test of how you reacted psychosocially to dogs having intercourse and so on. But there was also psychophysics. Signal detection theory was just being developed by Tanner and Green and Swets.
Yeah.
And in my area, I worked for Paul Fitz. He'd been working on information measurement. It was being used to understand the speed of response to various stimuli. And in Fitz's hands, it was measuring the amount of information generated by skilled movements. Mm-hmm. He had just developed the approach which is then and now called Fitz's Law, and that's been studied many times in over the 50 or 60 years since he first came up with it. 61, the Berlin Wall went up. Kennedy called in 127,000 reservists, and I was one of them. I had gotten most of my dissertation work pretty far along. I had another whole year to get it written and everything. But instead, I was called in the military. And within 3 weeks, I had to report to Anniston, Alabama. I was in the chemical corps and things. But I was assigned to a unit from Adrian, Michigan.
Yeah.
They needed an extra officer, and I was assigned, and we went. I photographed 2,000 pages of readings in the Michigan Library because there was no xerography. Took pictures of them. They were on long scrolls and took them with me along with all the data I had collected. Well, the first 3 months, of course, we thought we were going to war. I mean, Khrushchev put up the Berlin Wall. Kennedy called us in and response, it looked, everyone was very nervous about that, and that tends to concentrate the mind when you think someone's going to shoot at you. So we thought we would go to Berlin. For the first 3 months, we trained pretty hard.
Yeah.
After that, it came clear that there was not going to be any war. We, of course, we did do the Berlin Airlift, so there were a lot of people involved. Yeah. But my group, which was just in the chemical core, if we would have gone, we would have developed smoke screens on the rivers. That's what we would have done.
Okay.
And that just wasn't necessary. But Kennedy didn't want us out for a year, and so the rest of the time I was able to write my thesis.
So the second 6 months, the last two-thirds is when you really got to focus. Would you send it back to Fitz and get comments back and forth?
Yes, there were comments, somewhat. Of course, it was a little bit slow because, of course, it wasn't like now when you can work right on the same paper. Things had to be typed and then sent, and there were comments. Well, but I knew what I was doing, really. So, I mean, I had a lot of training by then, and I knew what I had to do in order to kind of write the thing, and so I was able to do it pretty well.